This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Wyoming's unclaimed property division is reported paying out a record $7.423 million to residents and former residents for the fiscal year ending June 30th. Someone in Campbell County has about $92,000 coming to them from the state of Wyoming. That person or business accounts for just a part of unclaimed property that the state hopes to pay back this year. Citizens and business owners can visit the treasurer's website at mycash.wyo.gov to see if they're entitled to any of these funds. Gas prices are up in Gillette and across the state. It's been 7 years since fuel cost this much at the pump. Prices averaged $3.28 a gallon, which is 6.3 cents higher than a week ago. Sheridan County had the third highest gas prices in the area, and Campbell County came in fourth at an average $3.16 a gallon. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Campbell County firefighters were busy over the 4th of July weekend as drought conditions across the region created perfect conditions for wildfires. Crews fought to contain more than 1,100 acres in more than a dozen fires in the area. The Wild Horse Creek fire was one of the largest, covering about 1,000 acres, and was set off by a lightning strike. More than 60 Campbell County firefighters assisted, along with U.S. Forest Service, Bureau of Land Management, County Road and Bridge departments, as well as several local landowners. As many as 6 single-engine air tankers and a helicopter were used to battle the fire, according to the Gillette Fire Department. Police continue to investigate a recent string of vehicle vandalism in Gillette, causing about $2,000 in damages thus far. Vehicle windows have been shot out with a BB gun. As of yesterday, no suspects have been identified, and investigations are ongoing. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.